This is Rhema for today.
Now, listen real carefully. You see, there can't be a harvest without seed being sown. You know, you couldn't reap a wheat harvest, you know, just go out here and if, I don't care how much even it rained on the field. If there's no seed sown there, there won't be any harvest there. None but weeds will grow up, stuff like that. You can't go out in your backyard and harvest a garden. You know, this is sort of time we begin to think about gardens and prepare the ground, get ready. But you can't go out there, you know, in the backyard if you haven't planted seed or if you haven't planted plants. You're not going to go out there and pull up any, you know, young onions or radishes or gather some lettuce or get some tomatoes, are you?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, praying for the precious fruit of the earth, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now then, in Zechariah 10:1, you'll notice that the Lord said, "Ask ye of the Lord rain." Well, now, he's not talking about natural rain. He's talking about this spiritual rain. He's talking about this latter rain, Holy Ghost rain. Zechariah 10:1, "Ask ye of the Lord rain." When? In the time of the latter rain. That's when to ask for it. Well, that's where we're living. It's in the latter days. Praise God. And time of the latter rain. So he said, "Ask ye of the Lord rain." So he told us to ask. This don't quibble about it. This just do what he said do. Praise God. "Ask, give the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds," of the margin said he'll send lightnings, or "and give them showers of rain to every one grass in his field." Praise God. Now, we think about, naturally, a harvest. You think about the precious fruit of the earth. You think about a harvest, don't you? That means a harvest of souls, a harvest of people being saved. But yet, right on the other hand, if you're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and that's exactly what we are praying for, praise God, then you'll find that the Holy Ghost, of course, folks get saved naturally, but he manifests himself in various ways. We could follow the example of the early church at prayer. Notice in the fourth chapter of the Acts, notice what they prayed for. You remember, of course, that Peter and John had ministered to the man at the gate called Beautiful in the third chapter of Acts, and he was healed from a lifelong crippled condition. And Peter and John were taken in question by the authorities and were brought before the council and were questioned and were threatened and were commanded to preach and teach no more in the name of Jesus. And in the 23rd verse of the fourth chapter, it says, "Being let go, they went into their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders said unto them." And then the 24th verse says, "And when they," that is the company of believers, "heard that, they lifted up their voice." That's plural. All of them lifted up their voice with one accord to God in prayer. And it goes on to give us a general digest of their prayer. But it concludes in this 29th verse, they concluded that prayer by saying, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word." Now, listen real carefully. You see, there can't be a harvest without seed being sown. You know, you couldn't reap a wheat harvest, you know, just go out here and if, I don't care how much even it rained on the field. If there's no seed sown there, there won't be any harvest there. None but weeds will grow up, stuff like that. You can't go out in your backyard and harvest a garden. You know, this is sort of time we begin to think about gardens and prepare the ground, get ready. But you can't go out there, you know, in the backyard if you haven't planted seed. Or if you haven't planted plants, you're not going to go out there and pull up any, you know, young onions or radishes or gather some lettuce or get some tomatoes, are you? Don't care how much it rained on it. Seed has to be planted. Now, you remember Jesus gave us the story of the sower went forth to sow. Remember that in the Gospels? Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John doesn't record it, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three of them record that same parable. Luke said, Matthew just said the sower went forth to sow, and he said some seed fell by the wayside, and so on and so forth. Luke said the seed is the word. The seed is the word. The seed is the word. Now, see, grant that thy servant shall be able to sow the seed. Hallelujah. With boldness. Speak thy word with boldness. That's sowing the seed, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now then, you see, speak thy word with boldness by stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. I remember during World War number two, I was out on the field in what we call field ministry for a while, 43 and 44, 1944, war wasn't over till 45. Well, I was out there actually in 44, part of 44 and part of 45, and going from church to church, holding what we call revival meetings or church meetings. And these were all full gospel, Pentecostal churches. And of course, this is too far back for a lot of you folks. You're not that old. But folks got busy, you know. People moved away to other cities, worked in factories, you know, war plants. And I went to full gospel churches. They told me, said, nobody's got the baptism of the Holy Ghost here in 3 years or 3.5 years. Other good churches, a lot of people there. Nobody's got saved in this church in 3 years. One 14-year-old girl lifted a hand for prayer, and she didn't come to the altar. Well, they were sowing the seeds of the word. They preached the word. They didn't preach anything that wasn't right. Why wasn't there any harvest? Well, they just dried up and blowed away. There wasn't any rain. See, you not only sow the seed, you pray for the rain. You can't just have harvest just with seed alone. Thank God you gotta have the seed. That's first and foremost. But then you gotta have the rain. Praise God. Well, I didn't do much about praying about the word because I knew the word had been sown. I prayed about the rain. Let the rain fall. Let the Spirit move. Praise God. Grant, Lord, grant that the Holy Ghost will manifest himself. Now, we had a lot of tongues and interpretation. That's about our end of it. That's just about the end of it. But grant that the manifestations of the Spirit lack special faith. It is special faith instead of, you know, what we call the gift of faith. And working of miracles and gifts of healings will be in manifestation. Well, now you can't minister some ways I minister just with ordinary faith, because if you could, every believer would do it. You see, Spirit of God would move on me. See, I was praying that direction, and Spirit of God would move on me, and I'd just startle the congregation sometimes with some things that I'd say and just challenge them. Ordinarily, I don't do that, because if I did, I could just do it anytime, make it work anytime. And not only that, but if you did it with ordinary faith, then every believer could do it, because every believer has ordinary, common, general, saving faith. Don't we? I said, don't we?
Amen.
No, it was something, just a special faith the Lord gave you, you see. And when they would see things happen right in front of their eyes, right in front of their eyes, man, you talk about coming to life. Praise God, they'd come to life. You see, you got to have the rain. That means the move of the Spirit of God, doesn't it? I said that means the move of the Spirit of God, doesn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that's what these folks are praying for. See, first of all, grant thy servants shall be able to speak thy word with boldness. We're going to sow the seed, all right. Hallelujah. But now send the rain. Hallelujah. Amen. When the rain comes, there will be signs and wonders. There will be the sick heal. There will be the manifestation of these things. And so we should pray for them. Amen. Now, let's just stand up right now. And let's pray in one accord and with our own understanding. Along this line, And then let's just trust the Holy Ghost to help us to pray. See, because he just knows. You see there in Romans 8:26, it said the Spirit likewise also helpeth our infirmities. Infirmities there just literally means our weaknesses, shortcomings, short-sightedness. Now notice what the infirmities are. See, he lists one of the main ones. See, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now what is one of our main infirmities? This applied to the whole church at Rome then, didn't it? All of them. So it applies to all us. Here's one of our main infirmities. We know not for what to pray as we ought. We know not for what to pray as we ought. Now it didn't say we don't know for what to pray. But it says as we ought. Just saying, Lord, send the rain, that's good. That's as far as we know. Glory to God, we ought to do it. But we really don't know as we ought. But the Holy Ghost does know. I said he does know. I said he does know. That's a weakness about us. Amen. We know not for what to pray as we ought. That's a weakness about it. That's an infirmity that we have. All of us have got that one. Amen. But the Holy Ghost helps us. Oh, aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad? Amen. He didn't leave us helpless. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray with our understanding. And then we're going to trust the Holy Ghost to help us to pray.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on?
Yes.
That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe that it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st
January
of January.
The first. January the 1st. 2025.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Praying for the Precious Fruit of the Earth. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.